Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And the lady knows all about what's going on in Surrey. It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
Welcome again along to Brooklyn's Radio.
Thank you very much for asking me.
All right, we're into the sort of autumn period now, but still a lot going on.
We are indeed. We're actually right into what is probably, in Guildford certainly, one of the busiest weekends of the year. And all over Surrey, everything's open for Heritage Open Day. So get out there and explore these places because it's completely free. You can either go to places that normally charge but go for free. And there are other interesting buildings that are going to be open that normally would be offices or restaurants or something like that. There's a lot of churches open, and if you go to heritageopendays.org.uk, you can search for something that's right nearby you. There's lots of talks and walks and all sorts of different things, lots of reenactors around. If you're walking around Surrey this weekend, you're going to find people not dressed of the time, and don't be afraid, it's Heritage Open weekend. And also this weekend it's a beer festival at G-Live, and they've got a food festival on Sunday, and Stoke Park is full of music and always the sun. So couldn't be more going on in Guildford if they tried. And across Surrey, there's lots more as well. In particular, 12th of September, starting at 6:30 in the morning. Ouch. Sunbury Antiques Market over at Kempton Park Racecourse. Really famous antiques market. You can go over there. They have well over 700 inside and outside stall holders. They've got three indoor halls where you can find mainly small things such as jewellery and ceramics, vintage silverware and gold. But outside the trading area, on the hard standing, there's furniture, paintings, vintage bric-a-brac and much more. Sounds absolutely wonderful.
That's amazing,
I would love that. And it's
huge.
Free entry. It
huge.
Won't be free by the time you come out of there, but it's free entry. Cheese and wine making experience happening at Denby's on the 14th of September. It's from 10 till 4. You learn all about cheese making with the wonderful local Norbury Blue cheese maker, followed by an insight into wine making with Denby's wine specialists. Enjoy a morning at Norbury Blue Dairy, based at Norbury Farm in Mickleham, and lunch at Denby's, followed by an afternoon of wine appreciation and tasting. That's £89.50 per person, £80 if you're already one of Denby's Loyalty Club members. Now, this is getting really popular at the moment. Autumn foraging course. This is happening at the Sands at Bleak House on Chertsey Road in Woking. And you go out onto Horsell Common as a great place for foraging, where there are a wide variety of trees and environments on land that's been left reasonably wild for centuries. And there's always lots of different types of fungi and plants there to identify. And you can find mushrooms. Though you meet at the Sands pub at 12 o'clock for a short talk on foraging practices, and then head out onto the common for roughly a three-hour walk discussing what you find. You'll stop for some lovely wild food breaks along the way, including one of the wild food soups, which always help warm everyone up on colder days. And you'll not only be picking things to try out on the day, they don't want a large people clearing the common of mushrooms, obviously, and afterwards you should be confidently able to identify some safe and tasty edible mushrooms you can find and pick for yourself.
You've got to be careful what you're picking, haven't you?
Well, this is it. I think I wouldn't trust doing it with a book, first of all. I'd really like to go out with somebody to show me. And to show me, particularly because there are some that look alike, but they're very different. I think it's a really good idea to go out with somebody that's actually going to guide you. Tickets are £50 for adults. Junior tickets, £25. Under 12s are free. And this is happening on the 15th of September and the 23rd of September. And there's another one in October as well. So have a look at wildfooduk.co.uk. I think that's a lovely idea because it's really big at the moment. And there's lots of stuff on the internet about it. There's books about it. I don't know. I think I'd rather somebody teach me. I think probably a little bit dangerous, isn't it? Of course, this last past week, we've had the wonderful flower show at RHS Garden Wisley. Some of the pictures that have been up on social media have been absolutely stunning. And now they're having an early photography morning at Wisley. This is taking place on the 16th of September, 7:30 in the morning. It finishes at 4 in the afternoon, but by getting there really early, you get that lovely morning light. Some really stunning pictures. You get the mystery of an early autumn morning as the garden opens early for photographers. Normal garden admission applies. Tickets can be booked in advance online, giving you a 10% discount. There's no charge for the course. It's free with the garden admission. So there we go. I have mentioned this one before, but give it one more plug because there's still a couple of tickets available. Gulliver's Travels. This is a musical based very loosely on Gulliver's Travels. Narrated storyline with a wide range of music from opera, musical theatre, jazz, popular music as well. Lots of different composers that everybody will recognise. Admission includes a complimentary glass of bubbly or soft drink during the interval. It's taking place at St Barnabas Church on Ranmore Common Road in Dorking, and tickets are £10 in advance or £12 on the door. There is definitely, because we're in harvest time, a sort of theme of food and drink going on. Farnham have got a gin festival.
Oh, gin's very popular at the moment.
It is indeed. This is on the 16th of September from 7pm to 11pm. You meet local and national gin distillers and learn how to create the perfect G&T. New recipes and live music, good food in the company of other gin lovers. It's £10, including a gin booklet and a glass that you can keep, and £10 optional extra for 40 minutes masterclass with William Chase Distillers, and this is at the Maltings, so nice and easy to get to. Right, this one's so excited. I know I've mentioned this so many times already because I'm going to be there, you can tell. Tractor Ted's coming to Godstone Farm. The wonderful Tractor Ted fans, this giant bouncy slide, digger den, welly wanging and all the animals and stuff to see. Godstone Farm is a lovely, lovely place. They've got Highland Cow, which I love. It's where they do the funniest pig racing ever. And there's so much for the kids, from the real little ones right up to sort of 10 year olds. There's just so much to keep them entertained. But if they're into Tractor Ted on the telly, they're going to love that. 22nd, 23rd of September, Vantage Point Events put on Dorking Wine Festival. Now, this is the third one they've done this year. They did one in Farnham early on in the year, then there was one in Guildford in June, and now Dorking at Dorking Halls. It's going to take place 22nd and 23rd of September, one session on the Friday evening, two sessions on the Saturday. 12 till 4 and then 7 till 11. Each festival features over 100 international wines, including champagnes and premium wines, alongside wine experts and producers. Local wine and producers also feature their own special section to celebrate the strength and diversity of wine production in Surrey and West Sussex. In addition, there's going to be music, entertainment, concessions, food, money off wine vouchers, and much, much more. So if you like your wine, are £10 per session, booked in advance. And that includes 10 wine tokens and also a reduced price, £15, when booked all together. Group rates are available as well, and you can get that from vantagepointevents.co.uk. Because we're coming up now, autumn, it's going to start looking pretty. The colours are going to start and turn, aren't they? And one of the most beautiful places in autumn is Payne's Hill in Cobham. Absolutely delightful. And they have a walk on the wild side at Comham, taking place on the 17th of September from 6:30 to 8:30. You take a late night stroll with Payne's Hill Stars of the Night. Enjoy the delights of the 18th century landscape in all its glory while observing bats in their natural habitat. Listen to an introductory session on bats before taking a walk across the landscape, where you have the opportunity to watch and listen for bats using bat detectors. It includes light refreshments, adults £17, children £12. Really, really good place to visit because it is so beautiful.
Lovely place, isn't it?
All times of day and night. And of course, when you're there, you actually see quite a lot of stars as well because of where it is. It's just a little bit out. Another reminder of Hatchland's Dog Show. That's taking place on the 17th of September, 11 till 4. Friendly competitions with your four-legged friends in the fun show. Take part in the 6 show classes and 6 fun classes, including dog with the waggiest tail and most like its owner. Normal admission applies, plus £2 entry per class for your pooch. There's going to be a classic vehicle gathering at the Rural Life Centre at Tilford on the 17th of September. Surrey Classic Vehicle Club members return for their 12th annual rally. Last year, there were over 500 vehicles, ranging from bicycles to light commercials, British and foreign, were in attendance, including some very unusual and exotic items. There's plenty of entertainment there as well, with crafts, the steam railway, auto jumble and much more. It's £9.50 adult admission, child £7. And they do a concession of £8.50 for the concessions rate, and family £29. Epsom and Yule Rotary are having a fun day at Hook Road Arena. This is on the 17th of September from 11:30 to 4:30. It's a community family day with a dog show, affordable family games and entertainment, over 120 stalls. They've got acrobats on horses, a youth acrobatic team, Morris Men, Punch and Judy, Bouncy Castle, and tickets are only £2 in advance or £4 on the door, and under 12s are free. Parking is £2. Now, in the Tudor Antiques Bar in Guildford, which is just up Milk House Gate next to Sainsbury's, there's what looks like a door, but actually it's an alleyway. And the wonderful charity Oakleaf are putting on this event and putting on a murder mystery. It's a whodunit, you decide. I've been a couple of these and they're great. It's a charity murder mystery evening at Tudor Antiques Bar. We welcome drinks and canapes. You can book online actually via visitguildford.com. Which is subject to a 5% booking fee, and admission is £35. That includes food and drink as well. And see if you can figure out who done it.
Good stuff. Always enjoyable, those.
Another night out idea, 40 Towers. I used to love 40 Towers.
Yes.
They're doing a 40 Towers night at the Hogsback Hotel in Farnham, 22nd of September at 7 p.m. till late. You join them for the dinner event of the year, combining fine food and classic comedy action as Basil, Sybil and Manuel do their best to look after you the only way they know how. Chaos and mayhem are served in large portions and very likely to interrupt the proceedings. Ticket price for that is $49.99, but that's including a three-course dinner.
You won't be able to eat it all, will you?
No, you'd be laughing too much. Or choking on it, maybe. Choking, who knows?
Yes.
Now, every May, we have the wonderful Trinity Folk Festival taking place over 2 days in Guildford in St Mary's Church. They're doing a little Don't Forget Us event happening on the 22nd of September at the Keep Pub in Castle Street. And it's Tobias, Ben, Jacob and Lucas Drinkwater, supported by Claudia Stark. Admission is just £7. Tickets are on sale, again, at the Tourist Information Centre. Weybridge Artisan Market on Monument Green on the 23rd of September from 10 till 3. The Weybridge Town Business Group have organised an artisan market on Monument Green. Come along and support local independent market traders. They're having Celtic Bakers, Ringaden Farm, Manny's Sauce and Peri Peri Chicken, Be Inspired, Silent Pool Gin. They get everywhere, thank goodness. Stoked Pizza and the Home of Savory, plus many, many more. And it's completely free to go in. Still on food, Hazelmere Food Festival on the 23rd. That's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Building on the success of last year, Hazelmere's Food Festival once again highlighting all that's great about local produce. The day features a packed programme of food demonstrations, stalls, children's entertainment, an activity tent in partnership with Hazelmere Education Museum, music and much more. Something for visitors of all ages and lots to taste and drink and have a go at. And that also is completely free. 23rd, cameras out, down to Dapdune Wharf, spend the day talking to boat owners, people that live on boats and people that like boats. And then there's so much else to do. There's everything from like wood carving and food stalls and local jam and honey and bouncy castles and everything. And then at dusk, the boats all leave and they go into town and they come back in a parade with all their lights on. So even if you're not going to get to Dapdune Wharf, get on one of those bridges with your cameras because it looks absolutely stunning. And that also is a free event. And finally, Surrey Hills Challenge is confirming they're doing the inaugural event this year, 2017, taking place on Sunday, the 24th of September. It's a series of running and walking challenges. And if you've been to all those food and drink events in advance, you might actually need to be doing this. In the beautiful landscape of the Surrey Hills, raising awareness and funds for the Community Foundation of Surrey and the Surrey Hills Trust Foundation. People of all ages and fitnesses can take part. There's 4 different running and walking challenges. The Green Sand Way forms the backdrop to the event, where the super fit can face the ultimate challenge with a 60-kilometre run.
What? 60?
Yeah, pass, not that one for me. The half, no ordinary walk or run in the park for 21 kilometres. The 10 and Fast and Furious 10K, or the 5, a family challenge 5K event. I think I'd struggle with that, if I'm honest.
Is there a 2K event there somewhere?
But if anyone wants sponsoring, I'm there. I'm just not doing it, okay? Yeah. All 4 routes encompass some of the most picturesque views from across the Surrey Hills along the Green Sand Way and are designed to test participants' stamina and strength. Registration now. Google Surrey Hills Challenge to find out more.
Right,
there you
well,
go.
My goodness me, it never ends.
See,
so
no
much
pain,
on.
No gain. If you're going to go to all them food events, you've got to think of something like that afterwards.
It's not good. What about the gin events?
I'd need more than a gin if I was going to do that 60K.
Indeed, indeed. Well, if anybody wants to find out more,
they can go along to visitguildford.com and it's all on there.
I thought you'd say that. Thank you, Diana.
Thank
See you next week.
See you next week, Graham.
Bye.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.